Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren, sponsored by Tobacco Road Golf and Travel. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello and welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways. We're glad you've joined us. I'm Mitch Lawrence in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Darren Bunch out there in California. And it is time for another Emergency Nine. And how happy are we when we get to these questions of our favorite people? And Darren, we've got a great guest on today to answer the Emergency Nine questions.
Oh, we definitely do. Ron Green Jr. is back from Global Golf Post, and he's going to dive deep into the Emergency Nine.
I love when you put it that way. I'm sure he's scared now. He's driving around in Charlotte, and I'm sure he just drove off the road. He's terrified. Before we get to Ron, we just want to thank our great sponsors, and that, of course, Tobacco Road and the great folks at Tobacco Road Golf and Travel there.
Yes, definitely. You know, we're talking the Emergency Nine, and Tobacco Road is at the top of my Emergency Nine list. So it's one of those places, if you're looking to do that bucket list Pinehurst area vacation, buddies trip, couples trip, you name it, you got to check out our friends at Tobacco Road Golf and Travel.
And we will certainly do that. We hope you do too. And I know that Ron lives in the North Carolina, in the Charlotte area, and I wanted to ask him, maybe we'll find out in the Emergency Nine if he has been to Tobacco Road, because as we said, it is one of our favorite places. Ron is, as you know by now, because he is global, there's no question, and not just because he's one of the great members at Global Golf Post, where he's been since 2013, but for years before that, an award-winning sports writer, the Charlotte Observer, and numerous other places. It would take me a long time to go through the awards he's won and the great things he's written, but we've been the beneficiary of really, truly one of the great careers in golf journalism, and we're thrilled to have him on. You can find him at globalgolfpost.com. You can check out his thoughts and comments on Twitter at Ron Green Jr. Ron, we want you to be careful. We know you're driving, but we're glad you're with us here for the Emergency Nine.
I'm looking forward to doing the questions and all that and talking about Tobacco Road. I played Tobacco Road when it opened with Mike Strantz, who designed it, which two or three things made it memorable. One, the golf course is just great fun to play, and I happen to actually play well, so it's easy to remember the times you play well because I do it so infrequently. And then having Mike Strantz here, who was this great artist slash cowboy slash golf course designer, I mean, Tobacco Road is so visually intimidating in places. And then he would just say, no, just hit it here. Trust me, when you get over this, get past this mound or something, it opens up. And it was almost unfair to have the guy who designed it taking me around the first time saying, okay, here's what you do. And it's like, oh, okay, it looks one way, but then it played another way. And it's a really, really good place.
That's exactly why I love it too, is the visual intimidation combined with the fact that it is really quite an interesting playable golf course when you get out there and once you know kind of to avoid the visual traps that he sets for you.
Mike was a great guy to talk to and to listen to talking about golf courses. I know when he opened Tot Hill Farm in North Carolina there too, played with him some there and showed you the way around. I have not been to the work he's done out there at the Monterey Peninsula Club, but that one just, I hear spectacular things. And he wasn't here long enough, but he sure did some great stuff that has lasted and aged very well.
And he certainly has, and maybe on a future show, because Darren and I are huge Strantz fans, and so we'll have you back if we can, if you can find a moment in your busy schedule. But I'd love to just do a show talking about the time that you spent with Strantz, because very few people have had that opportunity. Let's move into the Emergency Nine, and your first question, we've mentioned some great places already. Your favorite course and or destination anywhere in the world?
Wow. I mean, I've gone back and forth over that. I've been fortunate to play not all of them, but a lot of the ones you want to. I mean, I land on a lot of the obvious ones, but I don't know if there's any place I like being, Augusta aside, any place I like being more than at Royal Dorna. Been fortunate enough to go up there and play two or three times, and just being in that little town and being on that golf course is one that just, by the second hole, you immediately see where Donald Ross got it, where he learned it, because it's just, I mean, it just feels like what golf is supposed to be. I mean, it's all the tests you ever want for modern golfers, and it's just as natural looking as it could be. So, you know, I mean, that's, I would start there, and you know, I don't know if you top it, but that one, I mean, Augusta, I love Pinehurst number two, just the experience down there. You know, I got to play Seminole a couple years ago for the first time, figured no way possible it could be close to everything I'd heard it was, and it somehow managed to exceed the expectations. So that's a starting foursome, I'd say.
That's a strong one too, and a lot of good bucket list ideas on there for people. Certainly Dornoch is on so many bucket lists for people who want to get across the Atlantic and play in Scotland. But what about you? Where do you want to go that you haven't been? What's at the top of your bucket list?
It's sort of divided in two spots. I've been up to Shinnecock and covered opens there, but I've never played Shinnecock. That's sort of probably number one, and do the whole National Shinnecock, Maidstone, all the courses up there, just sort of do that loop. So much great golf out there. And I would like to go to Northern Ireland and see County Down and Portrush and those golf courses that I've heard so much about and I haven't seen. I mean, those are pretty big bucket list type things. You know, we talk about on the PGA Tour, I get to cover a lot of tournaments. And I've played several of the golf courses. In that regard, the Riviera is one that aside from this year when they had the biggest rainstorm in 20 years in Los Angeles while we were out there, I'll probably walk more around Riviera than I do any course I go to every year just because I like it so much. So those would probably be the next on the list to check off.
All right, your third question. You've stayed in a lot of great places. What's the best one you think you've ever stayed, the most memorable place?
It's going to sound recent, but I can't think of anything better than I covered the Tournament Champions out there in Maui this year for the first time and had to tough it out in the Ritz-Carlton at Kapalua and for a week there. So, you know, I can't think of anything better than that. I mean, I've stayed in a couple nice houses up in the North Carolina mountains and places like that. I stayed at the Fairmont in St. Andrews there, which is just, you know, all you would expect is gorgeous. Those come to mind as probably the best ones. You know, when you go to, I've been to Scotland a bunch, you don't stay maybe in the most elegant places, but you stay in places with great charm to them and color and all that. So, but I'll stick with the Ritz in Maui right now.
Well, you can't go wrong with that. You know, any kind of trip to Hawaii, and there's just so many great places all through Hawaii. Let's move on to what's the single best thing you have ever eaten on a trip, and where and why?
Well, I love to eat, so I've had a lot of good things. And I mean, I couldn't begin to sort through it. And then one thing came to mind, and it's probably going to be an odd one. But we were years ago, speaking of Ireland, we had played the European Club over there near Dublin. Pat Ruddy, a longtime golf writer over there, built his own golf course, great links course over there. And me and Scott Michaud, works at the Augusta Chronicle, and a buddy of ours from Greensboro were over there. We're having a great day out there, but we were racing the weather, and we're down by the ocean, and you could see and feel the storm coming and the wind. And by the last three holes, I mean, it was practically impossible to play golf. And we've got our clubs on our trolleys, and they're getting blown over, and it's starting to spit rain and getting colder and colder by the minute. And we go in, and by chance that day, the specialty in the clubhouse was Irish stew. And we had a Guinness and an Irish stew, and that's 10, 12 years ago. But the memory of that, we all still talk about how great that bowl of stew and that beer tasted right then and there as it came gushing down outside, and just, you know, it's the right thing at the right time. So I will take that one.
That sounds great. I'm hungry again. We talked about this before. Pimento cheese, egg salad, now Irish stew, and a Guinness. I've got my lunchtime meal set up. All right, moving on. Besides the actual golf, what's the most important thing to you when you take a golf trip?
Well, I think it's who you go with. I mean, I think as much as you remember the golf when you play those things, I think you remember the people you're with, and whether it's the stories that happen on the golf course or the stories that happen when you're done and you're sitting around having dinner or having a few beers or just, you know, going shot by shot of what happened there. I mean, that's, you know, we've all probably been in golf situations where we love where we are, but we'd rather be with somebody else. So I think if you, when you take trips, if it's with the right guys, and you know, I've reached the age now, you don't want to overschedule it. There were days when, you know, let's go over here, we'll go play 36, 4 or 5 days in a row. I'm not going to do that anymore, but it's just, I mean, I just think about friends. We were in Bandon Dunes about right before the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay, a bunch of us, and it was just, we had a group of about 12 or 16, I can't even remember, but it was just, you know, mix and match partners from day to day, and then we got out on the par three course, and you know, we played a 16 player, 8-2-some alternate shot type pool tournament out there too. We had bags full of beer, toting them around, which they'll let you do out there. So I think, yeah, you like to stay someplace comfortable and play the right golf courses, but it's the people you're with.
Definitely. And that seems to be the most popular answer we come across. Moving along, let's go to, what is the one piece of golf apparel or equipment that you'd recommend to everyone?
You need good rain gloves if you go play in Scotland, I think, although knock on wood, I've been very fortunate, hadn't had to use them very often. Think besides rain gloves, when you go to Scotland, the thing, I always carry a sweatshirt or a wind shirt or something, because no matter how hot it gets, I always manage to find someplace that gets cold, particularly media rooms. It's amazing how it can be 100 degrees outside and 65 in a press room and you get shivering. But so, you know, I just think about comfort. And I'm one of those guys who I tend more towards the Hal Sutton style of golf clothing from back in the 80s and 90s when the sleeves were long and the shirts are big, rather than the ones everybody seems to favor now that, you know, look like something my daughter might wear to yoga. They're so tight.
After all the time you put in the gym, you can't wear that stuff?
Well, I could, but I try not to be showy.
I know that you're a humble guy. I've known that for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, next. I know that you do get to play. What's your handicap now? What yardage do you play? Do you like moving it around just to experience the golf course from different tees?
My handicap, there's something wrong with it because it still says I'm a 6, and I have my brother-in-law and I have a running joke that we know we're going to go shoot 81 every time we play. We just go out to see how we're going to do it. And, you know, sometimes it's a fast start. Sometimes it's a strong finish. Yeah, we play about, at my old club, Cedarwood in Charlotte, we play about 65, between 65 and 6,600 yards most of the time. Wintertime, we'll play shorter than that when the ball's not going anywhere. And once in a great while in the summer, we will go all the way back to the back tees where it's about 7,000 yards. And the problem there is all the par threes are metal-headed clubs for me. And so I don't really like that part of it. But I don't mind moving around. At our club, you can play the whites, the blues, the blacks. And then we have a couple sets of hybrids, too. So you can sort of get where you need to be. And I do like changing around because it's amazing how much of course can change just by changing tees.
And the obvious follow-up question there is, who is your favorite golfing partner and why?
Well, for years, my dad, he's 88, still play with him. He can still, in the summertime, shoot his age once in a while, which is amazing. He complains, it doesn't really count because I play from the farthest up tees. I'm like, well, that's why they have those up tees, is for people who are 88 and still out playing. So love playing golf with him. I mean, he still goes out there, I think, believing he can break 70. And I think I don't know. He's frustrated by it more than ever, but I don't know anybody who likes it any more than he does. He still does. Doesn't play as much as he used to. But certainly him and, you know, my brother-in-law, my nephew. My nephew's Jake McGlone is a senior at UNC Greensboro, really good players and co-medalist in a couple big college tournaments the past couple of years. So his dad, my brother-in-law, and I, we played a lot together. And to watch Jake and, you know, to be right there with those college kids, whatever it is they have that they do, it's a marvel to watch, because I mean, I feel like I caught it pretty good, and then, you know, he's walking 50 yards on down the fairway before he hits his next shot. And they just play such a different game. I mean, it's great to watch, but it is, you know, he takes it, he's got a great attitude about it, but man, it can make you feel inferior.
Don't let him do that to you, Ron. Don't let him do that to you.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just, he'll be complaining about this or that, and he adds it up and it's like 68, and I'm like, really?
Huh. Yeah, huh. That's a good spot. All right, we've moved to the last of your emergency nine questions. I know that makes you sad. It definitely makes us sad. But I always find this to be a great question for people who've really traveled a lot. They've had a lot of good suggestions. What's the one golf course you wish everyone knew about that you don't think many people do?
Living here, there's a great little enclave of courses in the North Carolina mountains. They're private, but Grandfather, Elk River, Linville Ridge, Linville Golf Club, Diamond Creek, right in there. I mean, not as famous as what you might hear about at Long Island or some other places, but I just, there aren't many places I like more than being up at Grandfather and playing golf in that little area up there. I mean, it's a limited season, unless you get a winter like we just had, but it's just great. And just the beauty of it. And, you know, Linville Golf Club's a great old Donald Ross golf course that, you know, you can look at and just see how they did it, when they did it. That's probably because it's not available to everybody. That's one I think a lot, I wish a lot of people could go see and experience.
I'm just looking at that area. You're right. That is just an amazing collection of golf courses up there.
It's well worth it to, you know, get some friends who, you got to have some connections to get on a couple of them, but it was a great place that, right beside Linville Golf Club, the Eceola Lodge, opened in the spring, summer, and fall. That's just fantastic. Speaking of great places you ever stayed, that's one of them. And gives you access to Linville, and just for those of us in Charlotte, when it gets really hot in the summer, you can get up there in those mountains, and it's still warm, but it's so much more refreshing up there. And you don't want to spray your golf ball too many places. You don't have to hunt at a lot of places at Grandfather, because if you miss the fairway, you're not going to find it anyway. But boy, I mean, I have, my phone is full of photographs from that golf course.
All right, Ron, thank you so much for the time, sharing so many great thoughts, and thanks for driving safe. We didn't hear any accidents, so we're pretty sure you're still okay. We hope you'll come back and join us again. There's so much we could talk to you about.
Well, I really enjoyed it. Happy to come back anytime you'll have me. Just let me know, and we will make it happen.
All right, once again, the great Ron Green Jr., globalgolfpost.com, Ron Green Jr., at Ron Green Jr. on Twitter. And Darren, that was truly great. He's really one of the great guys in the game, always open, accessible to anybody who wants to talk golf. We love him.
Oh, a couple of fun conversations with Ron. And you know what? We have to jump into, we're talking about the South and where you guys are from, basically. But we want to talk about Tobacco Road a little bit more even, and just mention Tobacco Road Golf and Travel. Look them up at tobaccoroadtravel.com to book your next great North Carolina Sand Hills golf getaway today.
And as always, thanks to the listeners. We couldn't do it without you. Hit us up on the Twitters, Darren at Getaways Golf, me at Mitch Lawrence, Laurance, hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency Nine, hashtag Two Haggis Bags, to get our attention. Share us on social media. Just spread the word. We want to talk about the best in golf travel. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, Darren. Thanks again to Ron Green Jr. Until next time, let's run down those dreams. Take it away, Tom Petty. So long.